Part of the idea during such a time is the importance of peace and calmness and relaxation, as mentioned many times. The Poskim say that one of the reasons why we don't fast in such a time is because during such a time it's important lahashkit hatzar. Even medically, it's important that people should be in a relaxed situation. And because fasting increases pain, it's important not to fast in such a time. We find also that the Chasam Sofer brings a particular heter that Reb Shaul Lando allowed his community to do Kiddush Levana on a later date, on the night of the 16th of the month, because people believed that Kiddush Levana is an important cure because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. And since they didn't have an opportunity to do Kiddush Levana before, he allowed them to do Kiddush Levana, and the Chasam Sofer justifies this particular heter. One of the guiding factors, although not the only one, is the fact that it's important to have people not in a state of dag, in a state of worry and panic because they missed out the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. We always need to remember the rule of trach gut vet zayin gut, that if we think positive thoughts, this will bring about positive thoughts. And here there's an important message that the Rebbe says in many letters. The Rebbe chastises a number of chassidim that on the one hand, when it comes to the actual instructions of the doctors or the medical professionals, they're not listening to the instructions the way they're supposed to be doing. At the same time, they're preoccupying their mind in all kind of medical theories and philosophies and articles and research, etc. We need to do the opposite. When it comes to ma'aseh b'peil, we need to listen to the doctors, listen to all the instructions we're given by all the professionals. At the same time, when it comes to koyach ha-machshava, our thoughts should not even be focused on those things. We don't need to be kept up to date on all the developments in this area. We don't need to do research about the nature of this issue. We need to keep our mind focused on positive, on Torah, on Kedusha, on Elokus, and know that everything in the hands of Hashem. Part of these instructions are such that affect our Torah mitzvahs, and we need to remember this is part of what the Ratzon Elyon is, and our mitzvahs are ma'aseh tovim during this stage are focused on the most important mitzvah, which is the idea of shmiras hanefesh v'haguf, a mitzvah which overrides all other mitzvahs. I will mention in this context that the Arizal, it says in Kisva Arizal, Loi Hoye Choshesh, was not worried about when he davened at home. He missed out Kriyas HaTorah and that didn't concern him. And during this stage, when we have the mitzvah of Tfilah Drabanan, which is at most the mitzvah Drabanan, or Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, and against that we have the idea of Shmiras HaNefesh V'aguf Le'Samen Al Dem Reyecha, V'chai Behem, and many associated mitzvahs connected with the theme of Pikuach Nefesh. It's important to keep the rules of Pikuach Nefesh to the maximum degree. And we can use an example of many shluchim that miss out Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah B'Tzibur because they want to save Jewish souls, and how much more so when it comes to saving Jewish lives. We mentioned already several times that the Gemara says that this is a time that a person is supposed to be locked up at home. The Gemara adds that Rava would lock the doors, would close his windows as well. Sakar Kavi would close his windows based on the pasuk of Olam Avos B'Chaloneinu. The Rashbash explains that the reason why he closed the windows because this was part of a medical issue to keep the ear from outside indoors. At the same time, there's a sefer of Agada called Darash Mesh who argues that scientifically it makes sense the other way around to get some fresh air because you're keeping all the negative, contagious issues all locked in one place. And if he explains the idea of closing windows means not to look at inappropriate sights. Beruchnis, this is what it refers to. And this is very important at a time when we're computer technologically minded and all our classes and everything is happening right now over the computer, to take the proper precautions during such a time to close our windows, not to look in places where we're not supposed to be looking. Other Svarim explain that this has to do with mazikim, that one is not supposed to be extravagant in such a time and showing off to other people and being indoors and not allowing and closing the windows, not allowing the mazikim to come close to us. Indeed, the Zohar in several places talks about during the importance of such a time to fulfill the pasuk of Boi b'chadarecha zgoid l'asecha, closing your doors, like mentioned earlier from the Gemara. And the Zohar says that we're supposed to create ourselves a teva as noach, lock ourselves up in a teva, the same way as noach did during his time. The positive of that is very obvious. We know the importance of the mitzvah of asu l'migdash, making for oneself a beis hamigdash, and which is a mitzvah nitzchis, is an eternal mitzvah. And in fact, it says if a person makes himself a beis hamidrash in his own house, it has some level of kedusha too, and this is brought down in poskim. And the Rebbe references this with regard to the takana of making out of every single home a bayis toida, tefillah, tzedakah, just like the Beis HaMikdash was a place for toida where there was the Sanhedrin, and it's a base tefillah, and there's gmus chasadim in the Beis HaMikdash as well, there was a lishkas chashoyim to help support people. We need to make sure our own homes and our children should make their own rooms to become a bayis toida, tefillah, tzedakah, and that is our way of fulfilling the asur l'migdash. This is the appropriate time to focus on this, realize that our homes have turned into a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, a bayis of maisim tovim. And we could add over here also, our homes have turned into a yeshiva as well. At one time, the Rebbe spoke about the importance of not only making our home into a bayis toida, tefillah, tzedakah, or call it a Beis Chabad if you wish. The Rebbe spoke about the importance of making our home into a form of Tom Chetmirim by being imbued also with not only with Nigla, but with Chassidus, etc. This is very relevant at this time because the Pasuk says the night before Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, they were told, Lo yseitzu ish mi pesach boiser et boiker. People had to stay locked indoors. And we mentioned earlier, the Gemara references this Pasuk in regard to a time when there's a plague, that it's important to stay indoors. Well, when Yidden were indoors, we have rayas from the Gemara, and rayas from the Mefarshim, and a lengthy sikh in Lakuta Sikhis, that at that time, every single house in Mitzrayim had me'en the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And the sprinkling of the blood on the doorpost was like sprinkling the blood in the Mizbeach, like it says in the Gemara in Sichta Psachim. At this time, when we're transforming our homes into a Beis HaMikdash and a Beis HaMedrash, etc., we have the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. Or to use the terms of the Zohar, we have right now the Tevas Noach, our tranquil Teva of Noach in our home. The Teva of Noach is Me'en L'Asad Lavoi, is Me'en the Inn of Geula Hasida. And the time of the Teva of Noach, the wolf and the lamb were lying together, light will be when Mashiach comes. Let's make sure our homes too right now, the wolf and lambs are lying together, there is peace in our homes, and through our Teva, Noach will override this marble. Boyal Teva, let's come into the Teva, and we'll overcome this marble, and the Teva Noach will lead us to the ultimate Teva Noach, which is in the shape of a mem stuma, of a final mem, which a final mem is associated with geula, because the only time there's a final mem in the middle of a word is when it discusses the coming of Mashiach in the pasuk lemarbe hamisra. The marbe is a final mem. Our sealed mem in our homes will bring us to the geula. Now chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek.